Can we turn the tape? This is tape number 2, April 28, 1996. Thank you, Commander, for the pause.
You're welcome. It beats the alternative. And there are always alternatives. We could even stop and eat cake. Out of everything, you see, everything is a choice. It's really, it doesn't seem fair. Everything's a choice, even to your next breath. It just isn't a conscious choice. Well, as you begin to make conscious choices about your existence, your breathing will take care of itself. That's unnecessary. But you better start making conscious choices about what you're going to breathe. How do you want it to be? And then you will move toward those ends. Obviously, if you're going to get sprayed with chemicals, you want something that allows you to sort that toxin out and let you only breathe in where you need. This requires conscious awareness of the present. What can I do while I'm thinking toward this potential future? You always must think of that future out there as if it will be. But you only have the moment, the present, the now, in which to make those plans, as if. You can only make those plans then from the knowledge you have learned in memory brought up here. And most of you have been around enough now to, in your consciousness, in your livingness, your experience in manifest form, you can tell that the air in L.A. is probably not going to get better. You can also see that if it is sinking an inch a year, pretty soon, well, after a certain period of time, it's going to sink some more because nothing has happened to improve the infrastructure. So you might begin to think, if you were just an engineer and you've got the problem of L.A. sinking, and you don't have to think about earthquakes and all of that, which obviously they do, but I'm just thinking about it sinking. You would get busy, wouldn't you, and figure some way to shore it up. Or you'd certainly start transporting it somewhere else, spreading it out a little more so that it takes longer, the weight is reduced. But you don't do that. You just build them higher and bigger, stronger and heavier. And you know what? A lot of shaking can go on in an earthquake-proof building. But what of the collapse of the tunnels? What are you going to do when the left side of the building falls in? Guess what? The right side is going to follow it, so help it. Be careful to whom you attach self. As long as you're stable up here on this flat level, and see, she just realized that if she's not consciously in control of her hands, she doesn't know whether they're going to meet or not. It's like taking a driver's test out there and walking that line. Can you really put your finger on your nose once you're in a trance? You don't know where you are, you don't know where your hands are, and you don't know where your nose is. And this is what I have to put up with, these important things running through her brain while I'm trying to talk. So we all have our level of problems. Be careful what company you keep. It doesn't mean you can't keep all manners of company. You don't have to have someone that thinks exactly like you. But it helps to have a general goal, a joint goal. I someday want to be one with God. I don't want to be one with that tree. It's nice to pass the tree, hug it, and move on to God. But let's not distract ourselves from the direction. And this is what happens with negative people. You can get all hyped up in this room in positive thought and walk out there and meet an adversary and just gossip 5 minutes and you're right back down here. Can't you pull them up? Can't you just say, I'm not going to listen to that. It's garbage. If you have once decided you know the facts, all the preaching, lessoning, anything that you get beyond those facts is garbage. Someone's trying to sell you a bill of goods. If you have a wool suit made right off the sheet, and somebody has an acrylic one, and they try to convince you it's wool, nothing under the sun will turn it into anything but what it is. So ones are going to come and they're going to say, hey, I'm really being put upon here. All that stuff is lies they're telling you, is it? Establish your facts and you'll know the difference. And then why put up with the garbage? If someone comes to you and says, you know that bunch over there? They're crazy. And they lie about me. Oh, do they? Why do you put up with it? Is that part of your allowance mechanism, your unconditional love mechanism, or is it foolishness? Are you curious? Do you just not want to hurt somebody else's feelings? They don't seem to mind stomping on yours. Be careful what you do. Why do they want to keep friendship with you if you're so opposites in understanding and direction? To use you for whatever their purposes may be, even if it's just a sounding board. There is right and there is wrong, and there are varying amounts in between, but one does not make the other, ever. You can come from wrong into right. You can take your righteousness and you can move right back down here to the opposite pole and be as awful, evil, and wrong as can be. The Indians will call it the black road to wrongness, the red road to righteousness. But what is it in the middle? You're going to find more blackness in the middle than you will find redness. It's just the way it is. And darkness will taint the light. But where there is light, there is not darkness. It might be pretty dim. But if there is light at all, you will not have blackness. If there is any color at all, you will not have black. So when we argue about our races and we, oh, he's a racist, they are bigots, they are liars, they are cheats, they're black. BS. You will never show me a human being who is black. And you peel off that outer covering and you won't know the difference, will you? One of these days, there is total equality. And some of those that you put down are going to glow like the radiance of the sun. I like the Lakota term for sun. We. It's expressive in English. We. The one light I am. We are. You can't have one without the other. I can't have it all without you. As much as sometimes I would like that. And there are a lot I would like not around me. But eventually, if we're all going to be absorbed into the oneness, they're going to have to come along, aren't they? Or guess what? That alternative is there. Oh, precious ones, that alternative is there. If I could be Billy Graham for just a moment, Just a minute.
Go ahead.
And you would hear me. The alternative is always there, and it is the opposite of having God. It is hell. It is darkness. And yes, there is one or the other. And just having soul doesn't mean you're going to whisk off to God. It means you're going to cover every fragment of an inch all the way until you know that oneness. Until you come into knowing and have cast off that darkness. And that takes a long, long time. And always know that you will never come back to any incarnation. Whether you believe in it or do not believe in it, makes no matter. You're going to be back until you've learned. And it may not be here. It will be in some world whereby you learn. And then when we have learned, we will teach. And when all of our students have learned, we can move on. And when we know what we are, we become creator. We become God. For there is nowhere else to be. And ones object when I say, I can create you and I can uncreate you. You do not yet understand the universal laws of anything. You still have perceptions about out there. But just like you can create a sandcastle and uncreate it by knocking it down, I can do that with life. Your scientists can do it with life, for goodness sakes. But they cannot breathe in soul, which is life. And there I've got you. I can. And what's more, you can also. Because you have 100% pure potential. And you don't use it. You don't use 10% of your brain. How could you possibly use more than 0.1% of your potential energy soul? Because until you come into some conscious awareness of how things are, you have nothing upon which to base how things will be. And if you live in this controlling, limited circle, cycle, experience, it just revolves around itself forever, you can't grow. You're caught. And as long as you just allow, your spirit may be, but you cannot avoid being impacted by that which you allow. It doesn't mean you go out and shoot somebody because you don't like what they're doing, but if you know within your soul that it's wrong, you aren't going to want to experience in that presence very much. You will be seeking your cave in actuality. Yes.
I'd like to ask to you to explain why and when did we forget all this knowledge and what is why we have to relearn it. We already know.
Well, there are many, many varying reasons. Mostly with some of you, it is just a matter of it's time to remember. And always in the denseness of human physical expression, memory goes. It is replaced by other things that take up your conscious awareness. And if you don't have some oral tradition or some study methodology, you will forget it all. And that's where you are. You have forgotten. It's just a time of remembering. some are still experiencing to build their memories so that their potential can be filled to move on to a hoped-for, intended potential future. And mankind is impacted by the denseness of his environment and the impact of all of those myriads of impressions. And then you're locked into a sensing body that runs away if it hurts, moves towards something if it feels good. Comfort, it will always move toward joy and happiness. It will always, emphatically, if it can, move away from pain. And of course, the intention then of the positive pull, pain and joy. Not just feely good or I'd rather. Because happiness, for instance, pursuit of happiness, that's an all-inclusive term because some people hate so badly that their idea of happiness is the achievement of hate. Or power over someone. I will be happy when I can totally control you. Might well be the attitude. So you cannot go by happiness, even in your little preamble that says a pursuit of happiness, you should be free. Well, you should be free to pursue happiness as you see it. And to be secure in your person and in your private existence. To be free in your religious attitude so that you can search, seek, experience, and find your way. And it's better because it's better. Not just because you have to do that. These are the freedoms. These are your Bill of Rights. Ordained by God, these are your Bill of Rights. But if you are seeking happiness and you forget about joy, you've missed the boat. You've taken the wrong one. Because happiness and joy are not the same thing anymore than unconditional is the same as absolute. They're just different. And down here on the bottom end is pain. And there are all kinds of pain. There's physical pain. And to the sensing body where you're trapped now, that becomes uppermost because pain and fear go together. And it's emblazoned into your brain every moment of every day. Fear. Look at the friends in Montana. They're afraid. They ought to be. And all of the rest of you get afraid by watching that example. But there's good news today, isn't there? Bo's gone in there. Bo's worked with them, and he's promised them Jerry Spence.
Well, Bo the other day was saying that they need to surrender, that there's no way out. They, you know, it seems like he's gone completely to the other side, just suggesting that everything is hopeless, turn themselves over to the courts. And it seems kind of scary to me.
Bo is scary.
Jack McLam was up there also, I understand.
But if you look at the system, and this is what I've tried to convince you people of, if you're truly doing the right thing, then there are ways out within the system. It may take a Jerry Spence. And I want to tell you how hard it is for EJ and Doris to really appreciate the adversary around here. Because if it were not for Ann Beam's letter of lies, you would have Jerry Spence down here. And this case would have been over in one 20-minute session in court. But you would not have learned what you now know. And sometimes it pays just to go on and keep your eyes open. Look at that Montana situation very carefully. If all of you had followed the line of direction where you were headed with Bo Greitz and Richard McDonald, you'd all be sovereign citizens, probably sitting in jail because they've been after you. But they know you're not going to flub. Some of you will. But they move away, don't they? And you're going to be accused of all sorts of things, but you've not succumbed. They can call you a group, a cult, they can call you anything they want to. Doesn't make it so. And if you get in the right situation with the right lawyers, they're going to be able to walk in there and in 3 minutes cause the judge to turn you loose and let you win. There's nothing to prove anything. So you have a phone list. They don't know what to do with the fact that you come in here and you have cake instead of a collection plate. They don't know what to do with that. I'm telling you, they don't.
You come in and eat it, huh?
And so, let's keep them confused. They don't threaten you in here with hell. You're just going to end up there without God if that's your choice. I ain't going to drag you anywhere. I'm not even push you anywhere. I will tell you the way I know it to be. That's all. You can disagree with me. You can walk out. You can throw spitballs. You can do whatever you want. But you see, if you throw too many spitballs, they dry around, and whoever has to clean the place is going to be really miffed off at you, and they have every right to be. So we learn to respect each other. And when we learn to think out there just a little bit in front of our actions, we'll choose not to do some of those things that sound so good at the moment when someone's telling you what to do. And this is true of Bo. Bo doesn't know what to soup is his direction. Innately, he wants God. So he searches, everywhere he searches, but his lifestyle does not allow him to hold to God. He knows he doesn't deserve it. And therefore, let's go do this and do that, and we'll do it in the name of goodness and patriotism or whatever. I don't care what is required to allow those people to come out safely, because too many things depend on what happens there. And I, frankly, would like to see this get into court and a Jerry Spence bring law. You see, they are doing nothing up there. They did nothing up there except consider themselves sovereign, and they went by the same rules the Federal Reserve went by and based their currency on nothing. They didn't have to do that. There's enough something to base it on with United States. The states united in just old gold certificates to pay your way out of anything on this earth. But there's nothing to back it up now, is there, except paper. I want to see law made. I want to see those people go to court and at least get acquitted for not knowing what they were doing. Because if they can be acquitted for not intentionally breaking laws, then you got her made. And I dislike waiting even for that to happen. The enemy doesn't give up easily. Israel's Perez comes over here and they give him what? A military salute and welcome? Oh my goodness. Talk about your domestic and foreign terrorists. They make you a terrorist if you threaten anything while they foot the bill for another nation, which has now become the ruler of your homeland. And you can still live in it. and you can thrive in it. And you can do it under the laws of God and the land. You're all confused. You believe the beast to be what they tell you it is. You have the mark of the beast all over you. Don't kid yourself. What they want is your allegiance of soul. And at this point, they can't get it no matter what they try. Only you can give it to them. And it doesn't mean that you stand up there and pound your chest and meek, Tarzan, you not get me marked. You're marked. Now you just stand out like a sore thumb so that you become useless even to goodness. I will be a martyr right here, you know, the big target. Well, the target ought to be up here. And this is where the target actually is, and this is where it's headed, to the mind. All that arsenal of weapons right to between your ears. And then they move down into your soul, which is right here. And they will reach you through your heart feelings. And all those nice sensing bits and pieces of your body. And it'll lock you in. And once that last fragment of knowing a relationship with God is finally closed off, your lost civilization. And when that is finally bred out of the being, your lost species. Well, then I come into play and I say, over my dead body, and I don't die. Because human, higher universal man, is my species. And I don't care what color you want to paint yourself. And I don't consider your skin any more than a paintbrush. Then choosing up your paint, painting yourself. You know, an Indian in war dance or a rain dance or whatever, and they put on all this paint. Doesn't do a thing, does it? Except paint. Doesn't change a thing within. And that's my species. And it's time again for my species in the outer cosmic reaches to come back and meld with you that are left. And you don't have any way to absolutely tell whether or not an energy has soul. You can't tell. I can't. Because I only see energy. All the rest is just detail. And there are levels of energy in every life form, which is everything there is. A rock has its own amount of energy. And you would be amazed at the frequency of some rocks. Just because it doesn't move anywhere doesn't mean it isn't high in frequency. In fact, I have begun to realize that mankind is the densest of all materials. And the higher density is between those ears. On the other hand, in realization and knowing, man is God. Man is God. And although the tiniest flower is a part of God, it does not have the consciousness to recognize its status. And you are taught from birth to put down your status, get on your knees, and ask up there somewhere, well, wherever you are, call me back so I know where to look. And you expect this worship something up there on this outer pedestal to somehow look down on you benevolently. Why don't you just live in such a way that you can say, hey, Buster, I did the best I could today. I think it's time maybe that we accomplish something and turn this something around in the other direction. But first, you've got to know what's wrong, don't you? So we get to be fearmongers. No, we're not. Any one of you that has followed along with us from the beginning of our lessons several years ago, you cannot believe the difference in the energy level and the light level of this room. Even from when we moved over to this room. There is a mature knowing amongst you people. And the ones who could not keep up with that maturity and got hung up along the way are really basically out of here. And it saddens me because there was the same 100% pure potential that left as with you who have not left. And you see, they think they have left Hatton. They think they have left Doris. They think they've left EJ, for goodness sakes. He is a real pain. Maybe they don't even like Wally. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, anyone who believes, you know, that God could be perfect, you better, they're suspicious, you know. Let's argue with Eric over Baba. Let's pull them down to our level. Don't pull down. You can stay right up here, and you can even tolerate them. It's their loss. Recognize that sadness, but do not give of yourself into it. Appreciate their attitude. But know the difference. And you don't judge anybody by Hatton. You don't judge anybody by Dorma relative to anything except God. Perfection. And don't go jump in the pool without water in it just because they're over there, you know, flapping around pretending to be swimming. They are sunk. And they don't know it. And they keep punching holes in their life circles. For goodness sakes, what good is a life vest if you let all the air out of it? And that's what they will do. Because that's what lies do. They build and build and build and build. And there's so many of them, after a while, you can't possibly remember them. And so eventually one will pop the balloon. And does it matter, really, within your own little life stream? Well, yes. It does, because each thing that you confront and pass through and grow above and out there beyond, you even begin to learn what truth is, the concept of truth, and stop being the little kindergarten kid that fibs about whether he hid his asparagus or ate it. What difference could that possibly make? And for goodness sakes, if the law is coming to pick up your brother to crucify him, do you go kiss him on the cheek and say, well, I couldn't lie. You know, I cut down the cherry tree. George Washington never did that much work to cut down a cherry tree. But he had some potentially honest, visionary visions. Literally show that there has been no illegal action here, then it will be a great step forward. And let's bring it down to its finer point. It's perception. The feds have been up there. The FBI has been up there for so long waiting to do something. Well, you see, the interesting part is the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is not even the same as the Federal Reserve. So what in the soup are they doing up there anyway when you have a private bank that issues unlawful money based on nothing? Well, obviously, they don't want the whole world to know that. So they're really torn. Do they want the adverse response of having this go to court and winning, or do they want the adverse response of going in there and killing these people? You see, the one that is the ringleader, they've already got in prison. So they're up against some pretty hard choices themselves. And rightfully so, these people in there should be scared to death because of Waco and a few other examples. But you see, something else happened that should be good news to you. Another party has taken a $100 million warrant to the Cayman Islands, and they're getting it funded. Now, what are they going to do with the Freeman? Well, let me tell you what they're doing. The Freeman came forth and said, I'm going to just hand out these checks. And Lady Broderick over here in Lancaster says, here, go pay your bills with this. It's the same as Federal Reserve money based on nothing. That's what the Freeman did, based on nothing. And you don't have enough gold anymore to swing it around and be based on gold. And those old gold certificates are so ancient and so massive now, they bring down the entire World Bank. Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people, and they're nervous. Because you get outside the Freeman Group and the Eustace Mullins of the world and the Ron Jacksons of the world says, aha, you can't do it here domestically, but if you've got something that is truly a viable base of value and you take it somewhere else, like to the Cayman Islands where there is a commercial treaty, and truly you have the claims marked on your warrant, you got a whole different ball of wax, people. You don't have something based on nothing. And you don't have your local banker or your local judge, like Jason Brent, deciding whether or not they will fund it. You have a whole different world picture. So it does matter how this comes out, but not for the same reasons to me that it might be to you. Because John Doe, Q Public, is not going to ever have the opportunities that we can have. That may be unfortunate. On the other hand, I'm going to consider it quite fortunate. And maybe before the world powers that be can absolutely put a blanket snuff out on the world, you may be able to make some changes, at least in order to accomplish some of the things that free man needs and must have to begin to crawl back out of this mire. And it's big. Whoever just gets grandma's into the right hands, just that one certificate will break the World Bank. They cannot pay it. And you know it's true because a gold certificate came out of Russia and it was presented to the Bank of England. And they had to call a holiday for the markets, the banks, to get that thing under control. And that's still hanging there. So your battle commercially is now not the Bank of England, that's big, or the Royal Bank of Canada, that's big. But it's in Belgium. It used to be the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland. It's now in Belgium. And brother, that's the beast. And the beast doesn't go down easily because you're playing up here like this with such massive amounts with a foundation that which has no foundation will eventually collapse. So it's a rather worthy battle. And it does make a difference how it turns out in Montana. And it needs to turn out right under the law in the courts of the land. And they may allow it to do that, hoping it'll just go away. You know, they'll all come home and live happily ever after having been shaped up there in just us. But it gives other people ideas, and somebody else reaches out and tries something to secede, to set up a new constitution, to do something. Well, you have to give them credit for their efforts. On the other hand, I don't see that it really accomplishes a great deal. Except injustice, of course. The focus looks in there and says, do they dare burn out one more American family intentionally? Anybody else have anything you want to talk about?
Can't let the opportunity pass. Having to do with David Hudson.